Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Currently, 5.7 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and this number is expected to rise significantly as our population ages. To talk about what's new related to the diagnosis and treatment of Alzheimer's disease is Dr. Nicholas Milano. He's a neurologist and assistant professor of neurology at MUSC. Dr. Milano, what is new in the past year or two related to Alzheimer's disease?
Well, Bobby, first just let me say what the current thinking is on what causes Alzheimer's disease. So we believe that Alzheimer's disease is caused by a buildup of abnormal proteins called amyloid plaques within the brain. And these are toxic to the brain and causes it to degenerate over time. And one of the newest things that I think is really important is that we now have a special brain scan called an amyloid PET scan that can be used to actually see these plaques. And this will allow for more accurate diagnosis, particularly early in the disease. The only drawback to this scan at the moment is that while it is approved by the FDA, it is not currently covered by insurance. But we are hopeful that that's going to change very soon.
And why is the early diagnosis of Alzheimer's important?
It's really at the early stages of Alzheimer's disease where we really have an opportunity to make a difference. Having an accurate diagnosis allows for designing a proper treatment plan for patients, getting them on the correct medications, also to allow them to plan for the future. And then the last part is that all of the current clinical research drug trials are really on the earliest stages of Alzheimer's disease. So if you're interested in research, we really need to catch you early on.
What else is going on as far as either research or new treatments that look promising for Alzheimer's?
Well, there was actually a very exciting finding this past summer coming out of one of the research drug trials. This was an earlier stage trial, a stage 2 trial. But what they found with a drug that actually works to remove those amyloid plaques out of the brain, they found that the drug was both able to remove the plaques, but also to slow down the decline of the disease. Now they're planning a larger stage 3 trial, which will really look at the efficacy of the medication in a larger group of people to see if it really works.
Dr. Milano, can something be done to try to either reduce risks or prevent Alzheimer's?
Even though the largest risk factor for Alzheimer's disease is just age, we have identified a number of modifiable risk factors that people can try to work on before they develop the disease. The first thing to think about is what is good for the heart is generally good for the brain. So you want to make sure that your blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes are all under well control. You also want to avoid smoking and limit alcohol. Other things that have been found to help decrease your risk of Alzheimer's disease include staying cognitively active, so continually to work or do a hobby that's something that exercises the brain. And then the last thing is physical exercise. More than anything else, probably, physical exercise has really been shown to keep your brain healthy as you get older and even decrease your risk of developing mild cognitive impairment or Alzheimer's disease. People should be thinking about this stuff early in life because we know that Alzheimer's disease actually starts 20 years before any symptoms develop. But even if you're in your 50s or 60s, you still should think about how you can keep your brain as healthy as it can be.
Dr. Milano, thanks for this update about Alzheimer's disease.
Thank you very much.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.